بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the discussion on the topic of knowing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we mentioned that the disbelievers used to say and utter sayings about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, without any proof for the validity of what they accuse him of. And they went even to the degree that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was truthful, then Allah would have sent angels testifying for his truthfulness, and that Allah would suffice him from walking the streets and seeking sustenance, as it is done by the rest of the people. And he would have made such and such as entailed by their corrupt thinking. Allah mentions all of this in many places in the Noble Quran, meaning their statements. So that people come to know of them, of these statements, and deduce obviously that they are futile, describing their statements, and it's obvious in ways which would make the person easily come to the conclusion that these are futile statements. They cannot stand to be invalidating misconceptions. And sometimes Allah describes them in ways and refutes them. And this is replete in the Quran. This is replete in the Quran. From this is the following in Surah Al-Isra, verses 89 to 69. We'll listen to them now, inshallah ta'ala.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا.
نعم. So let us contemplate these verses in line with the introduction that we have mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first verse, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. And indeed, we have fully explained to mankind in this Quran every kind of similitude, but most mankind refuse the truth and accept nothing but disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diversified the admonitions and the similitudes and repeated them as well as their meanings, which are needed for the mankind to contemplate only few of mankind do. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew in them to be the right place for His guidance. أما أكثر الناس, as to most of mankind, they refused and reject this favor from Allah, and which is the best of favors and the greatest of favors, and thus they resorted to suggestions, objections. Why not sending such and such with him? Inventing from themselves. So they say to the messenger who brought them the Quran, which includes every kind of explanation, they told him, as in the next verse, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. And they say, we shall not believe in you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. They wanted springs to gush. Or, next verse, أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Or you have a garden of date palms and grapes. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And cause rivers to gush forth in their midst abundantly. Cause rivers to gush forth in their midst abundantly. Or, so this way, you don't have to walk the streets, going and coming, seeking sustenance and so forth. You don't need all of that. Or, as they said in the next verse, أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you cause the heaven to fall upon us in pieces, as you have pretended. Or you bring Allah and the angels before us face to face. How many people in our times say the same thing? So they requested, telling him, you cause the heaven to fall upon us in pieces, like a torment. Or bring Allah, in addition to that, bring Allah and the angels before us face to face, to testify that you are telling the truth, O Muhammad. Not only that, they want to say, أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ. Or you have a house of adornable materials, silver, pure gold, etc. Or you ascend up into the sky, and even then we will put no faith in your ascension until you bring down for us a book that we should read, or we would read.
Saul, have a house of gold and silver, or you go up, ascend physically upwards. All of these things were like disdainfulness, reflecting disdainfulness, arrogance, speech of the most foolish transgressors, including the rejecting of the truth and bad etiquettes with Allah, or that the messenger himself is the one who brings the verses, the proofs, the signs, etc. Here Allah commanded him to say, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. Far is removed Allah, my Lord, above every imperfection, above all that evil you associate with Him. قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. Am I anything but a man sent as a messenger? Meaning, I have nothing of the command. I don't command anything. And this is the main reason which prevented many people to accept the message of the messengers before. Because the messengers were sent as humans as them. And this is from the mercy of Allah upon them, that He sends human messengers, because they cannot take from the angels. Then He said in 94, then, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. And nothing prevented men from believing when the guidance came to them, except that they said, has Allah sent a man as His messenger? Has Allah sent a man as His messenger? Then came the next verse, 95. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. Say, if there were on the earth angels walking about in peace and security, we would certainly have sent down for them from heaven an angel as a messenger. Angel like them, of the same nature. Why? In order that they can receive from Him. In order that they can receive from Him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the next verse, 96, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Sufficient is Allah for a witness between me and you. Verily He is the All-Knower, the All-Seer of His slaves. And from His witnessing is what Allah supported the Prophet ﷺ with, from the miracles and from the signs and from the aid and victory over his enemies. So you can see the foolishness of their arguments, reflecting disdainfulness and arrogance in some of the descriptions and sometimes of the refutation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this. And from their actions with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is that they sought every possible means for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to stop from exposing the defect of their idols that they worship, and that it does not possess any of the qualities that makes it deserving to direct worship to it. Why? Because they knew that if they are exposed,
the qualities of these objects that they worship, then people will turn away. And from their statements with the Prophet ﷺ is that they used to suggest certain things in accordance with their desires. Like, for example, saying, إِن كُنْتَ صَادِقًا فَأْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. If you are truthful, then let bring forth the punishment from Allah upon us, or that which you promise us with. Or take away the mountains from Mecca, and instead make springs gushing and rivers flowing. Allah responds to that, that His Messenger ﷺ was given the aid, and Allah knows best as to what He reveals and what He sends down, and what will be beneficial for them. And sometimes He tells them that the thing that prevents Him from bringing the things that they are asking for is that to keep them safe. And if these signs will come which they were requested and they don't believe, then in this case the punishment will befall them immediately. And sometimes He tells them that the messenger is only a warner and a giver of glad tidings. He does not possess of his own anything. And none of these verses that you ask for, and that all of this comes from Allah. So their request from the messenger is mere injustice and transgression. And the meanings of this in the Quran is replete, and through various ways. And sometimes they used to mock at him in ways objecting to Allah himself. Listen, for example, to what they said in Surah Al-Furqan 25:41-44. قال الله تعالى وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ. We'll put the verses.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. إن كاد ليضلنا عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها وسوف يعلمون حين يرون العذاب من أضل سبيلا. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا. أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون أو يعقلون. إن هم إلا كالأنعام بل هم أضل سبيلا. ألم تر إلى ربك كيف مد الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساكنا ثم جعلنا الشمس عليه دليلا.
Here. وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزْوًا. Same, chapter 25. And when they see you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they treat you only as a mockery, saying, is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger? Look at this. Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger? Meaning he is not fitting. It doesn't befit him. And it also doesn't befit Allah, just a'udhu billah, that Allah sends a person like this man. This is from their intense injustice and obstination. This entails as if the message were sent to someone else other than him, it would be better and more fitting. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And they have said it. They had said it in Surah Al-Zukhruf 41, 43, verse 31. وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم. And they say, why is not this Quran sent down to some great man of the two towns, Mecca and the other city of Taif? This comes only from the ignorant and from those who are haughty. Because anyone who examines the reality and the conditions of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would find him the man of the world. Best in intellect, best in knowledge, best in contemplation, best in dignity, best in character, best in chastity, best in bravery, and in every moral stance. And what they intend from their insults and mockery is to keep on their falsehood and also to sway away people. And that's why they said in the next verse, in 42, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. He would have nearly misled us from our gods. You see, they want to continue on that. Had it not been that we were patient and constant in their worship. And they will know when they see the torment, who is it that is most astray from the right path. They are saying, had it not been that we were patient. Patience? Patience is praiseworthy on everything other than this. And since they came to the conclusion that they are the guided ones and the messenger is the misguided, Allah promised them with a punishment. And He told them, when that becomes, when that takes place, He said, وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they will know. حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, when they see the torment, who is that is most astray? مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They will know for real, for sure. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan 25:27. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا.
I remember the day when the zalim, the wrongdoer, the oppressor, the polytheist, will bite at his hands. He will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, woe to me. Would that I had never taken so and so as a friend. He indeed led me astray from the reminder, from the Quran, after it had come to me. And the shaitan, Satan, is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need. Deserted to man in the hour of need. And there is no misguidance greater than the misguidance of taking one's desire as the God. Such that whatever he likes, he will go and do. And that's why Allah said in the verse which we are discussing, in 43, Furqan 43, أرأيت ما اتخذ إلهه هوى أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا. Have you, O Muhammad, seen him who has taken as Ilah, his God, his own desire? Would you then be a wakil, a disposer of his affairs, or a watcher over him? Wouldn't you be amazed of him? And examine what kind of misguidance is this? But you, O Muhammad, you are not a wakil, a disposer of affairs or watcher over them. You are a warner. You have carried your task, and their recompense is with Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them like cattle in the next verse 44. Have you, Muhammad? Or am tahsabu anna aktharahum yasma'una aw ya'qilun? Or do you think that most of them hear or understand? Inhum illa kal an'ami bal hum adallu sabila. They are only like cattle. Nay, they are even farther astray from the path. Dumb, deaf, blind, they can't understand. They are even farther astray from the path. They are like cattle. They are even farther astray. Because the cattle may be guided by its shepherd. So from this now you know that the one who accused the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with misguidance, he is more deserving of this accusation. Their accusations, of course, did not stop with this. As we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a lot about their arrogance and disdainfulness and their statements. All of the rest of which, inshallah ta'ala, we will continue on in the next class. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.